to you all. And may I offer a special welcome on behalf of our church to our visitors. This morning, we are delighted that our child, youth and family worker, Sally, is leading us in our service. Thank you. Straight after the service will be our church meeting, so please stay and participate. I have no new pastoral news. Does anyone have anything? Thank you. But I do have a message from Anne Phillips. The Easter gifts will be ready for collection next Sunday, which is Palm Sunday. She says, you know who you are. Please collect and deliver them. At coffee before the service this morning, there were fair trade biscuits from Tradecraft. All donations will have gone towards Christian Aid for its emergency response to the developing food crisis in southern Africa, where some 40 million people are facing severe hunger because of crop failure due to drought. So if you miss the opportunity, the bucket will be at the back after the service. Please think about that too. Also, I need to show you the envelopes as well if you want to donate that way, which is a useful way to claw back gift aid as well. And finally, Liz Bartlett would like to say some things.
Hello. This is a message for the Second Sunday Choir. We're not going to have a rehearsal next Saturday. We're going to confine our singing to the Easter weekend. So we're going to have a rehearsal on Saturday the 26th at 9:30 and one on the Sunday morning. So you're let off next Saturday. Anyway, look forward to seeing you all then. We've got a lunchtime recital this week on Thursday. Don't forget that. That's Hayon who's going to play the trumpet. Is Hayon here? I think I can see her, but at any rate, she's going to delight us with some lovely cello music at 12:30 here on Thursday. If you haven't been to a lunchtime recital, you really should come. They're very high standard, and a lot of people now are now coming to them. And just a note that it's the Kingston Third Age Orchestra's spring concert on Sunday afternoon next week at the parish church at 3 o'clock, and the main work is Brahms Violin Concerto played by our leader Madeline Easton, and I think that's really a treat to look forward to. So I have a few tickets if anyone would like to buy one.
Good morning, everybody. I will be leading the service today with a little bit of help from my teenage friends and also from the children as well, hopefully. Lift up your voice and sing boldly. Open your ears and listen carefully. Reach out your hands and give generously. Open your eyes and look wondrously. Take in the beauty of spring, of all creation, and give thanks to our Creator God for His extravagance. We sing our first hymn, O Thou Who Camest From Above, number 433, if you're using your books, or upon the screen. Let's pray. Close your eyes and be still, and listen, and enjoy, and give thanks. Be joyful. Be humble, be open. We come, amazing God, to spend time with you, our Father, to worship you, Jesus, our Saviour, to be filled by you, Holy Spirit, our Comforter. We come now in this moment, individually and together. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, my little friends, come and join me. Right, now, what have I got here? Computer, it's my laptop, my work laptop. If I was going to sell it to you, which I'm not because it's got all my work on, so that would be silly, but if I was going to sell it to you, how much would you give me for it? Esther. £20? £2? No, I'm thinking higher. $1. Oh, we're going international now. Anyone else? Who? How much? £50. Higher. Rose? £500. It's yours. Very valuable and expensive computers. Now, this is Scratch. Call him Scratch because he's got Scratch on his nose, and I like being original when I name my toys. And someone donated him to Parents and Toddlers, and he's kind of like, he's a bit wonky in places. So cover your ears, Scratch. Don't listen. He's a bit wonky. He's got a scratch on his nose. And they said, well, probably, you know, just take him to the charity shop or whatever. And I couldn't bring myself to do it because he's so soft. Have a stroke. No, you know, I'm not giving him to you. Can I have him back, please? Thank you. He's mine. He sits on my desk upstairs. Keeps me company. How much would you give me for him? £4. £4? No. £20? Do you know what? He's not worth £20. Sorry, Scratch, you're not. But he's worth much more than that to me. $5. So he's very valuable. He doesn't cost very much. It's not valuable in money terms, but to me, he's very valuable. He's precious, and I wouldn't want to give him away. So he's really valuable to me. Now, what about this pen? I have to point out, it doesn't actually work. It's run out of ink. How much would you give me for it? 1p? I might actually take that, you know. How much, Esther? 5p. Any advance? It's a thing of beauty. How much? Got a bidding war going on here. Bidding war on the front row. Anyone else prepared to give me any money? No, it's worthless, isn't it? When it was full of ink, maybe worth a bit more money. My last thing that I might try and sell you is 10 seconds of silence. How much would you give me for that? And I'm going to ask your parents in a minute. 10p. 1p. How much would your parents give me for you to be silent for 10 seconds? £1,000. Silence doesn't cost anything, but it's very valuable. Very valuable. What's the most precious thing you have? Your mum and dad. How much shall I pay you for your mum and dad? Priceless. $5,000. I think they're priceless. I don't think a price comes with mum and dad. What about the adults? What's the most precious thing you own? Most precious thing you have? Life. Life itself. Your car, your house, what's... Friends, families, good health. Those are things... Oh. Teachers. Those are things that we can't kind of put a price on. Some things cost a lot of money, but they're not that valuable, really. And some things don't cost anything, but they're very valuable. People's memories. We all have lots of memories. They're very valuable to us. They don't cost anything. And in today's story, Mary gives things to Jesus. She gives him something that's very costly, something that cost her a lot of money. But she also gives him something that doesn't cost anything, but is still very valuable. Maybe when you come back in afterwards, you can tell me what those two things were. What is it that she gave Jesus that cost a lot of money, but also she gave him something that didn't cost anything, but to Jesus was still very, very valuable? Okay, can you do that for me when you come back? All right, good. We're going to sing Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands. So let's... You know it! Yay! Let's stand and sing it then, shall we? Father, we pray for these little ones and their teachers as they leave us. Pray that you would bless them greatly and help them to learn to love you more. Amen. We're going to have our reading in a minute, but first of all, we're going to have a poem. And it's called Waste, and Bessie and Anissa are going to come and read the poem for us. And the words, thanks to Stuart, will be up on the screen.
What a terrible waste, so lacking in taste, lavishing perfume, their family's heirloom. An outrageous display we have witnessed today. What a scandalous waste to act in such haste, squander ornament so rare, and with unbound hair wipe it over his feet. It's not fitting or meet. What a definite waste, the truth must be faced, when it might have been sold for thousands, we're told, to give to the poor who have profited more.
Leave her alone for love she has shown. Can you not see how precious to me is her beautiful deed, which answers my need? Now the time and the place to lavish such grace, a gift beyond price, her heart sacrifice. For the poor I will save, now embalmed for the grave. Where the gospel is spread, bringing life to the dead. This story tells Savior of her gracious favor, for no giving is wasted when God's mercy is tasted.
Thank you. And now Trudy is going to Lizzie. Where's Lizzie? Sorry, Lizzie. Lizzie, hooray, is going to do our Bible reading for us. Thank you.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus went to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from death. They prepared a dinner for him, there which Martha helped to serve. Lazarus was one of those who were sitting at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took half a litre of a very expensive perfume made of nard, poured it on Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The sweet smell of the perfume filled the whole house. One of Jesus' disciples, Judas Iscariot, the one who was going to betray him, said, "Why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 silver coins and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He carried the money bag and would help himself from it. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep what she has for the day of my burial. You will always have poor people with you, but you will not always have me."
Before we reflect on that Bible story, I want to share another story with you. A story by someone called Karen Blixen. You may have heard of it. It's called Babette's Feast. And it's about a housekeeper who used to be a really good chef. And one day, she has a win on the lottery. She decides to spend every penny on a gourmet feast for her employers, two elderly and unmarried sisters who have been so kind to her over many years. The two sisters and the guests invited to the meal belong to a small Puritan church, and they have a simple, frugal, and restricted lifestyle. When they all come to the feast, they are worried that they might be considered indulgent. So they decide to eat the sumptuous food. It's kind of a compromise. We're going to eat the sumptuous food, but we won't give any appreciative comments. That is all apart from an old flame of one of the sisters who happens to have come on a visit. He recognizes the superb quality of the food and the wine, and he doesn't hold back in his praise. And only at the end of the story do they all realize that Babette has spent her entire winnings so that they could have a banquet to remember. Their reactions are rather like those of the disciples and Judas to Mary, who gives her greatest treasure out of gratitude to Jesus. I've got some questions that I'd like us to consider and reflect on today. You can either discuss them with the person next to you, or you can sit quietly and contemplate on them. The first question is, how do you welcome guests in your home? So feel free, you can either discuss or you can sit quietly. So how do you welcome guests to your home?
Thank you.
Okay, so let's have some ideas. How do you welcome guests to your home?
With a smile and an appropriate touch.
With a smile and an appropriate touch. Brilliant. Doesn't cost anything, but is very valuable. Yeah. Bethany, I'll come back to you, June, in a minute.
With excitement and friendliness, I'll usually be ushering them into the living room quickly.
With excitement and friendliness and ushering them into the living room quickly. Okay, June,
do come in out of the cold, you know.
So it's friendship and welcome and warmth. Anyone else? Yeah.
Offer them drinks and food.
Drinks and food. Did you have your hand up there?
No, I didn't.
Vaughan gets out the garlic to ward them off. Okay, so a smile and welcome and warmth, food and drink. What do you think Jesus thought of Mary's actions? What do you think Jesus thought of Mary's actions? Love. He may have been amazed at the amount of love that she wanted to give him, because she was really pouring it out generously and freely, wasn't she? She was making an effort. She gave what she had. And when the children come back, I'll ask them what they felt Jesus gave, what they felt Mary gave to Jesus. But I was talking about how she gave two precious things. She poured out the ointment, which would have been very costly and expensive, but she felt that her Lord was worth it. But she gave him something else, which in some ways I think Jesus would have found more precious. And when we give our money today in the offering, it's always a fantastic thing to put our money on the plate and to give back to Jesus. But when we do that hopefully praying from our hearts that we give to Jesus our time and our love and attention. All the gifts and the skills that we have, everything that we are, we pour out to Jesus. Which doesn't cost us money, but is still very, very valuable to him, because actually to sit at Jesus' feet and worship him is just such a precious thing. So it doesn't matter actually whether we're rich and we can pile loads of money up and give it, or whether we're poor. Because if we come before Jesus, he loves it. It's his greatest desire that we would come to him, talk to him, spend time with him, and tell him that we love him. A few more questions. How might we react to such generosity? Think about that story of Babette's feast and the Bible story today. How do we react when people show abundance and generosity to us, whether that's in money or gifts or time or friendship, whatever it may be? If we are lavished with something, how might we react? Embarrassment? Overwhelmed, like maybe we then owe that person something to repay them.
We might feel we're not worthy of their generosity. It's actually sometimes quite difficult to just be full of gratitude and accept it and be blessed by it.
I think sometimes we fail to notice what people have given, how much it's cost them, just because it perhaps wouldn't have cost us a lot.
Yeah. That is a very good point. Thank you. Bethany?
Sometimes it's hard because people think they're giving you something you really want, and then actually it's something you detest, and there's nothing further from your mind than having this, and you can't believe anyone would think to give you this because they know you too well.
And how do you respond?
Sort of take it and sort of say thank you, but then put it away somewhere.
Still respond with generosity of spirit. Because in their hearts, they've given you something that they think is worth something. What Mary gave to Jesus could have cost a year's wages. And just no need to discuss this question, but just quietly have a think about how much would I be willing to give Jesus. Are there things that if I felt God was asking me to give something or to do something, not necessarily money, not just talking money, but is there something where I'd say, no, that I would draw the line at that. I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that. Or are we at the stage of I would do anything for God and I'd give God anything. And whatever God asked me to say or do, I would do it. That's a real challenge, and I don't think I'm at that stage, if I'm honest. But my prayer, and what I want to pray today and through the coming week, is that I would be more and more open to what God wants from me, and to be able to say, whatever you want, God, I'll do it, even if that means a sacrifice on my part. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I do not, like Mary, have precious ointment to pour over your feet. Neither do I have vast riches to share with the poor. The most precious thing I have is now, this moment, this time. And that is what I lay at your feet. In love, in joy, and in thankfulness. For you are my Lord. You are my Saviour. And you are the one I love. Holy God, the world says you are wasting your time reading your Bible. You're wasting your time going to church. You're wasting your time praying. But we say we love wasting time reading our Bible. We love wasting time going to church. We love wasting time praying. We love being holy time wasters because we love you and we love spending time with those who love you too. Amen. We're going to sing All I Once Held Dear. Our prayers of intercession are based around our five senses. Because I feel that when Mary came to Jesus, certainly the gift of smell would have been vital. The room would have been filled with the fragrance of her very costly perfume. So we pray. Loving God, We pray for those who hear only the sounds of war. Only words of criticism. Only their own voices. Loving God, speak words of peace. We pray for those who see only cruelty. Only need. Only devastation. Loving God, show them signs of hope. We pray for those who feel only pain. Only loneliness. Only fear. Loving God, gently touch and heal them. We pray for those surrounded by the odors of poverty, of illness, of death. Loving God, bless them with the fragrance of wholeness. And we pray for those who have never tasted good food. Who have never tasted freedom, loving God, give them the gift of yourself. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take our offering now.
Living God, we come with no great gifts to offer. We are ordinary people. Yet what we have, we bring to you to make your love felt in other people's lives. Use it, we pray, to your glory. Amen. We're going to have our final hymn, which is Lord for the Years, Your Hand Has Kept and Guided. So please stand for our final hymn. Thank you.
Smelly has come into the church in a nice way. Beautiful flowers that everybody can admire afterwards and I think can sniff. Can I have a sniff?
Oh, wow! Oh. Oh. They really do smell. Oh, shall I smell yours as well? Let's come down here and that's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Do you want to say something?
We made smelly flowers because Mary did something perfumed for Jesus. And Sally said, one present was very expensive. What was that?
The perfume.
The perfume. And there was one present that didn't cost anything, which was
love.
Love for Jesus. So we thought we'd spread a little love with some smelly flowers.
Spot on. Absolutely right. I think that deserves a round of applause. Yeah? Go. No, you go round and let people have a sniff. And I'm going to attempt to say a final prayer. Shall we pray? We leave this place of worship to begin our worship. We leave the presence of God to begin to find him. Heavenly Father, we enter the week to discover you before us. We return to this place in a week's time, rejoicing in having found you. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.